From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Agency for Assessment and Application of Technology Indonesia, BBPT, has pushed for innovation in the development of alternative energy to support the availability of clean and environmental friendly national energy. This was stated by agency's head Hammam Riza in a statement received by Antara on Saturday. Riza pointed out that the national development constantly involved the electric energy sector to meet the declining availability of fossil fuel sources. The BBPT has made various technological innovations to develop alternative energy, comprising waste power plant, biogas power plants from palm oil waste, and the production of 30% biodiesel fuel, or B30, in order to reduce the imports of diesel oil. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has encouraged the public to purchase products manufactured domestically as a mark of support to micro, small, and medium-scale enterprises. At the launch of Indonesia with MSMEs campaign on Saturday, the minister noted that in 2020 alone, 4 million MSMEs had promoted their products through the online platform. The campaign was conducted in line with the Proud of Indonesian Product Movement, or GERNAS BBI, centered in West Java in April 2021. Five products of micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs from West Java, namely cassava chips, sweet potato chips, tempeh chips, banana chips and skin crackers, have successfully penetrated the South Korean market. The five of them are the result of the Champion UMKM assistance program from the West Java Provincial's government. Kusmana Hartaji, head of the Cooperative and Small Business Office of West Java Province in Bandung, said on Saturday that three containers will be exported with a value of around 850 million rupiah. On the sidelines of the 2021 West Java Creative Works event and the West Java Craft Week, or UKM Jabar Paten, in the context of the Proud National Movement campaign made in Indonesia, Kusmana said that his party continues to encourage the improvement of the quality MSMEs products to penetrate foreign markets. Let's move on to the international news. France reported on Saturday that 5,273 people were in intensive care units or ICU for COVID-19, a rise of 19 from the previous day as the country entered its third national lockdown to help combat the pandemic. The government had been trying to keep the lid on new COVID-19 cases with curfews and regional measures, but from Saturday and for the next 4 weeks, schools and non-essential businesses across the country will remain shut. The rise in ICU patients on Saturday followed a much bigger jump the day before, the highest in 5 months at 145. President Emmanuel Macron has pledged more hospital beds to care for critically ill COVID-19 patients. At least 10 people were killed on Saturday when a suicide bomber struck makeshift kiosk in the Somali capital, hitting hours after Al-Shabaab Islamist militant attacked two national army bases outside the city. This was said by Information Ministry spokesperson Ismail Mukhtar Omar, added that more people were wounded in the attack. The army said earlier that there had been casualties on both sides in those attacks, but it was now under control. India's biggest cities braced for stricter lockdowns and other COVID-19 curbs on Saturday as infection hit a six-month high, as a month-long surge continued in the country's third worst hit by the pandemic. Maharashtra accounted for more than half of the 89,129 new cases reported by the National Health Ministry in the last 24 hours, with a record of 47,827 infections. The state chief ministers warned citizens of a lockdown if cases continue to rise at their current rate, saying medical infrastructure will be inadequate in a couple of weeks. Myanmar security forces opened fire on pro-democracy protests on Saturday, killing at least 5 people, our protesters and media said, as the military stepped up its bid to stifle dissent with arrest warrants for a further 20 high-profile critics. Despite the killing of more than 550 people by the security forces since the February 1st coup, protesters are coming out every day, often in small groups in small towns, to voice opposition to the overthrow of an elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi and the return of military rule. Security forces in the central town of Moniwa, which has seen daily protests for weeks, fired on a crowd, killing at least 4 people and wounding several. That was the news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, together with Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, visited Japan from 28 to 30 of March 2021. During the visit, a 2+2 meeting was held, namely a joint meeting between the Ministers of Foreign Affairs and the Minister of Defense of Indonesia and Japan. At the Indonesia-Japan 2+2 meeting this year, several topics in the defense sector have been discussed. One of them was state policy regarding the modernization of the main tools of the Indonesian weaponry system and the development of the national defense industry. During the meeting, Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and the Japanese Defense Minister Nobuo Kishi signed a cooperation agreement on the transfer of defense equipment and technology. This agreement marks the start of cooperation between the Indonesian and the Japanese defense industry. Apart from talks on the defense industry, the Indonesia-Japan meeting also discussed other military cooperation. among others the education sector, official visits and dialogue forums in accordance with the scope of the 2015 Memorandum of Understanding on Defense Cooperation and Exchange. In addition, the Indonesian Defense Minister also encouraged the realization of joint training between the two armed forces. Minister Retno Marsudi and Prabowo Subianto ended their trip on Tuesday, March 30, and then paid a courtesy call to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga in Tokyo. Quoted from the official website of the Ministry of Defense, Prime Minister Suga welcomed the visit of Foreign Minister Retno and Minister of Defense Prabowo to Japan. He also expressed hope that the agreement between the Japanese and Indonesian government on the transfer of defense equipment and technology, which had been signed, would become the basis for deeper security cooperation between the two countries. During the meeting with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, capacity building and sharing of experience and knowledge on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief were also discussed. This topic is very important considering that both countries often face various natural disasters so that professional human resources are needed in dealing with the disaster. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with April 4, 1905, when the earthquake in Kangra, India occurred. On April 4, 1905, there was a huge earthquake in the Kangra Valley and the Kangra region of Himachal Pradesh in India. The earthquake measured 7.8 on the surface wave magnitude scale and killed more than 20,000 people. In addition, most of the buildings in the cities of Kangra, Macleodganj and Dharamshala were destroyed. This earthquake in Kangra is ranked 8 out of the top 10 most devastating earthquake ever to occur in human history. Let's move on to April 4, 1949, the signing of NATO Treaty. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is an international organization for mutual security founded in 1949. The establishment of NATO as a form of support for the North Atlantic Agreement signed in Washington, D.C. on April 4, 1949. The main article of the agreement is that an armed attack on one or more of them in Europe or North America will be deemed an attack on all members. I'll end with April 4, 2020, when the China declares a national day of mourning. The State Council of China decided to declare April 4, 2020 as a national day of mourning to commemorate the victims of the coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak in the country. In line with the State Council's decision, Chinese flags across the country and at its diplomatic missions abroad were lowered on Saturday, April 4, 2020. All entertainment events across China were cancelled on that day. At 10 a.m. local time, a 3-minute silence took place across China. The COVID-19 outbreak, which was declared a pandemic on March 11 by the World Health Organization, began spreading in Wuhan, China, at the end of December 2019. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رغم جنب بي تاي 口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Forhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Thank you for your email, sir. I suggest you to follow our news that we always update about the politics, economy, social, and culture of our country. Well, Mr. Kalab Abbas, keep listening and I'm looking forward to receiving your reception report. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
They say, look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now
I'm living in my dreams right now.
Right now
listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Staring, friend that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard and get some millions. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move in school. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to begin.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
Just be yourself.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Head of the Presidential Staff Office, Muldoko, said the 20th Papua National Sport Week, which will take place in October 2021, is a strategic issue to raise the name of Papua in the eyes of the world, especially the Asia-Pacific region. Muldoko said this when receiving an audience for the 20th Papua National Sport Week Committee in Jakarta. As reported by Antara, Muldoko said that through this four-year event, Papua could show its existence without any problems, especially political and security disturbances. So the management of the 20th Papua National Sport Week must be prepared carefully. It must give a good impression from the political, security, welfare, and economic sides of the community. He also reminded that the holding of the sporting events should not neglect security. To ensure that all preparations go well, Muldoko asked the committee to strengthen coordination with related ministries or institutions, especially the military and police. This coordination, according to him, will result in the application of standard operating procedures in every activity that takes place. Muldoko also ensured that the Presidential Staff Office was ready to be involved in the preparation for the implementation of the 20th National Sport Week in Papua. On the other hand, in a limited cabinet meeting on March 15, Minister of Youth and Sport and the Governor of Papua reported that the sport arena or venue and other infrastructure for organizing the 20th Papua National Sport Week and the 16th National Paralympic Week in Papua have almost reached 100%. During the meeting, the audience scenario was also conveyed by reflecting on the implementation of the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd to August 8, 2021, namely without spectators, limited capacity or normal capacity due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, the president's directive at the meeting was limited to the leaderships of the relevant ministries or institutions and the governor of Papua to design in details the prevention strategies and suppressions of the spread of COVID-19. Previously, President Joko Widodo instructed the acceleration of vaccination for Papuans, especially those living around the venue, given at least 22,000 people will visit Papua at this event. He also said that the 20th Papua National Sport Week will be the biggest sporting event in the Asia-Pacific region in history. In fact, the organizing committee will invite at least 16 countries in the Asia-Pacific regions. For that, he asked for an increase in multidimensional complexities, both in the dimension of state protocols, health protocols, to transportation security. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply another email from our listener Akhil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Akhil Bashir said that he could not get any QSL card throughout 2020. Hello Mr. Muhammad Akhil Bashir, thank you for your email. I have forwarded the idea of using a registered post to our management. But some friends from other countries reported that they have received the QSL we sent in 2020. Once again, I'm really sorry for inconvenience. Special for you and other listeners, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor. So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done? How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat.
Oh,
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Traveling or recreation does not only mean visiting beaches, mountains, or hunting for culinary delights, but can also mean increasing knowledge, such as historical tours to museums or ancient sites. Pacitan is one of the regions in East Java which has tourism related to history or ancient sites called Goa Song Terus. Goa Song Terus is one of the historical tourism objects located in Warung Village, Punung District, Pacitan Regency, East Java. Here you can see ancient sites, which used to be the dwelling of prehistoric humans who lived in Pacitan. The prehistorical human dwelling is in the form of a cave, which has a length of about 150 meters with a width of 10 to 20 meters and a roof height of 10 meters. Goa or Cave Song Terus has made a big contribution in Indonesian history because here are found a lot of prehistoric objects that were used by early humans, such as tools made of bones, shells, skeletons of animals and humans. This proves that this cave was indeed used as a dwelling place in the past and is full of an archaeological remains. Especially in 1999, a prehistoric human skeleton was found, which is estimated to be around 10,000 years old. The historical tourism object actually is still used for exploration and excavation sites to find other prehistoric relics. Therefore, it is not surprising that there are no facilities for tourists who come here. The facilities available here are only public toilets, parking lots, and some stalls that provide food and drinks. The location of Goa or Cave Song Terus is very easy to find. Tourists can use private vehicle or public transportation. The opening hours of Goa Song Terus are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. you love photography, in this place you can walk through the cave and capture various views of the ancient human dwellings, including some of the paintings or pictures on the walls of the cave. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, featuring Goa or Cave Song Terus in Pacitan, East Java. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we'll reply an email from Charles Harlich. Hello, Mr. Charles Harlich. Thank you for your email. You can listen to Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or through our website voinews.id. Voice of Indonesia broadcasts programs in Indonesian as national language and also 8 foreign languages, such as English, Dutch, Spanish, German, Japanese, Mandarin, French, and Arabic. So keep listening and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Huh?
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Lecturers at 11 Maret University or UNS developed a natural hand sanitizer from clay. Professor Pranoto of the Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences at the UNS Solo Central Java revealed the clay, which is shaped like a pottery pot or a large jug, is named grabah sanitizer. He said that there is nothing special in the manufacture of this hand sanitizer. What makes it special or different is the type of clay used, namely a elliptic clay containing high silicate or Si and aluminate Ai about 50%. This high content can absorb and kill viruses and bacteria. Aliphatic clay is commonly found in volcanic mountains. However, aliphate can also be found in several areas in the lowlands. He said that he had started research since 2013 and continues to develop it for a number of products. He said he had also researched aliphate on Lawu, Sumbing, Papandayan, Arjuno and Willis Mountains. Professor Pranoto explained how it works, which begins by rinsing the pottery with clean water 3 times. Then, add clean water and let it sit for 30 to 60 minutes in the earthenware. This water can be used as a hand wash without soap, because it contains alkaline or pH more than 11. He added that he had used Kali Pepe or Bengawan Solo and Kali Jenis reverse water, which originally had E. coli bacteria. After leaving it for about 30 minutes in earthenware made of aliphate type clay, the water has no longer contained E. coli bacteria. In addition to hand sanitizers, Pranoto said that his pottery can also be used to store drinking water. Cooked water will have more benefits if stored in pottery. He has tested it with colleagues from medicine to the people of Ngargoyoso or Karanganyar who are sick with goiter. Apart from being made for pottery, Alifate clay is also developed into a tool called Profita Portable. Profita is an Indonesian acronym for natural water filter process. With Profita, dirty water can be filtered with alifate clay and some mixed materials such as activated carbon. This tool can be used in flood locations.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, today I will present you with a song by Lyodra. She is a winner for talent search competition on one of the national private television in 2020. In 2021, she is back to enliven the country's music industry by releasing a song entitled Sabda Rindu. Sabda Rindu was composed by Lale, Ilman from Malik and the Essentials, and Nino from Run, who is called Lalel Manino. The song is about a situation of longing that occurs in a courtship. In the song, Lyodra does not present the usual pop ballad nuances, but instead carries cheerful pop music with a groovy beat. Listener, here is Lyodra with the song Sabda Rindu.
Malam-malam tak berbintang jadi terang menantikanmu. Malam-malam kau ajak berbincang, tanya apa kabarku. Tapi ku merona, ku tersipu malu. Suaramu kangen dirimu, ingat selalu hati kita satu. Meski engkau jauh, mari nikmati sabda rindu yang melagu. Ingat sayang, meski tak bertemu, indahnya merindu. Mari senyuman tetap di jumpa dirimu. Oh, bunyi dari rindu obati sakitnya lama kita tak bertemu. Pipiku merona, ku tersipu malu. Hanya mendengar hangat suaramu, kangen dirimu. Ingat selalu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. samin bestrijden we de coronavirus.
Melakukan hal yang tak mungkin. Benar.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.